Yeah, some teams have brought it up, and I've told them that I was doing that, and I'm going to probably do some of it at my pro day. I'm not going to do any long snapping here at the combine, but it's something I'll do at my pro day next week.
How did you fare that year? Any best snaps?
No, I think I did pretty good. I was pretty consistent. I did a pretty good job at it for that freshman year that I was the snapper.
Okay, also, what happened? You went to Notre Dame for practice or something?
Yeah, I originally signed with Notre Dame out of high school, and I went there for all of summer workouts, and I was there for camp in 2 days, and shortly before the season started, my brother had left, so I had transferred to Miami, which is really where I wanted to go out of high school.
Greg, what do you hope to bring to the NFL squad, with your versatility?
I think, like what you just said, I think being able to be versatile, I think, a well-rounded tight end is something that I think is, has a ton of value in the NFL, being able to, split out, be able to run routes from the line of scrimmage, be able to go into backfield, be able to block, run routes, catch the ball. I think just being able to do all the things that a well-rounded tight end needs to do is something that I can, I bring to the table, and that, I can bring to whoever drafts me. Probably at this point, I think it's something that I'm adequate at and solid, but it's something that I'm going to continue to improve on as I get stronger and continue to work on my technique and just continue to focus on improving that aspect of my game. Yeah.
Was Miami's history of underclassmen success in the draft part of the reason?
Yeah, every year Miami does have guys that come out early, but this was solely an individual decision on my part. I just thought it was in my best interest. I had already attained my degree. I graduated early, so I was able to not have to worry about going back at a later date to finish school. I've played a lot of games at the college level. I've played for 3 full years, and I just feel like I'm, I was ready and had the experience to go to the next level.
What's your major in and your degree?
I got a degree in criminology and political science.
And what you and Shock have in common, anything?
We played tight end for Miami. He's a guy I don't, really know him that well. I've spoken to him a few times on the phone. I've met him a few times in person around school. But, he's a great player, and I've really tried to learn a lot from him by watching him.
He's a real emotional guy. What kind of player are you on him?
Yeah, I'm not quite as emotional as he is. I kind of approach it a different way. I'm more of an even keel, level-headed guy. I play hard, just like he does. But, I just kind of don't, I'm just not, just different type of player.
How has tight end evolved in this league and changed?
It's come a long way. From the days of just big guys, basically you were a sixth offensive lineman, to now basically, you have to be able to block, you have to be able to hold up against defensive ends, linebackers, you also have to be able to run routes like a receiver. It's really helped change how offenses are run.
Did you take a look at the senior list of tight ends before you signed up?
To be honest, no. I was really just more concerned with if I felt I was ready. I spoke to my coaches and people, who I really trusted their opinion. And after gathering all the necessary information, I felt that, it was in my best interest and that I was prepared and I was ready to make that jump.
We know it's a hard decision. What's so much fun about it?
I think the best thing about it is how well-rounded you have to be. You have to kind of be half wide receiver, half offensive lineman. And it's kind of a challenge because there's very few guys who can run routes at 255 pounds like a receiver, but also can go in there and block like a 300-pound offensive lineman. So
we'll speak to the Bengals at some point.
I'm sure.
We have 3 more questions. We're very limited.
You were the state defensive player of the year
in high school. Yes.
Any thought of playing defense when you got from the
college? A few schools in the recruiting process did recruit me to play defense. But as the process winded down and I finalized my schools, for the most part, the schools that I had come down to all wanted me to play tight end. There were some schools real early in the process. Miami approached me about playing defensive end when I was a sophomore, junior in high school. Teams like Nebraska, teams like that, really looked at me, said that I'd have the choice, but they would have no problem with me playing defense.
Notre Dame was tight end, right?
Yeah.
Zach Miller said that Notre Dame wanted me to play defense.
No, Notre Dame recruited me as a tight end the whole way.
How much did the history of tight ends at Miami have to do with you going
there? I think it had a good deal. It was definitely a big, big part of my decision. Just the track record of tight ends that they produce is unmatched at the college level. You guys know who they've produced, and to see what they've done at the college level, and then we're able to bring that to the NFL, you know, and still have a good amount of success, you know, I think is unparalleled.
Do you feel that adds on to the pressure you have to live up to those expectations?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I know what it comes with, you know, coming out of the draft as a Miami tight end is unlike coming out as, you know, a tight end from other schools just because of the history that the school brings at that position. And that's something that I take a lot of pride in and something that I'm looking forward to continuing.
What are the teams that show the most interest in you, and what sort of teams do you think you'll fit in to as you look at the NFL roster? Who has what already is
there? I mean, there's a lot of talented tight ends in the NFL right now. So, you know, as far as that's concerned, I kind of leave that up to the teams. You know, I'll be more than happy to be drafted by anybody in the draft. You know, I really don't really have favorites. I don't really have teams that I feel like me more. You know, I feel like once teams see me work out, you know, on Saturday and see me run and everything, I think, you know, they'll have a good idea. They've already seen me play for 3 years, so I think they'll have a good idea of what I can do. And hopefully, you know, someone drafts me.